The song is entitled The Generous, Mr. Love Will. To make a great big change. Hey, Mr. Love, I'm doing today what you do every day. No matter how small, I'm believing that it's all the same. Come on, Mr. Love, well, all we could use a few more just like you. Who care enough to give this life away. It's basically a happy song about a man who really wakes up each day with the intention of making life better for someone else. All right. Speaking of, you know, making life better for someone else, let's take a look-see at something that we hope will be improved, and we're going to be asking as many as are willing to help with this. How many of you know that it really is a good idea for us to reduce the stress? I mean, reduce stress. We have family members who do all they can to stress out other family members. Then we have, well, family members who come from a much better place in life, and they do what they can to keep the stress down for as many people as they can, especially in their own family. I know some of you have heard me in the past talk about how important it is that family members agree to make family, home, a place of refuge. And I'm telling you, to whatever extent people are taking steps to mess up the relationship, to that same extent, they're taking steps to ensure that the home will not be a place of refuge. On the flip side, to the extent that family members are doing everything in their power to make every relationship in the family beautiful, to that same extent, those family members are doing a great job of making that home a refuge. And as I've said a number of times before, we really need with a capital N, to be able to go someplace and just rest. Well, as it turns out, that need can actually be greater. That need for stress reduction can be greater for some people than for others. I wanted to take a look at what the American Psychological Association says about stress in minorities, as well as stress in low-income populations. Speaking of low-income populations, how many of you can think back to a time when you were not doing nearly as well financially as you are today? I mean, not nearly as well. In other words, you look at where you are today, you look back to a time when it was much worse. And when it was much worse, you could feel the pain. You could feel the strain. And you think about it. What kind of stress were you experiencing when you were feeling the strain? I mean, financial problems can really bring pressure to bear on us. And you start talking about having financial problems and dealing with the challenges of being treated, in many cases, for some, like second-class citizens, whether it has to do with access to healthcare, or what have you. But people with low incomes and racial, ethnic minority populations do indeed experience greater levels of stress than their more affluent white counterparts. And it is a fact that this can lead to significant disparities in both mental and physical health that ultimately affect life expectancy. Good health isn't equally distributed. You might think so, but not so. Good health is not equally distributed. Let's take a look at this some more when I come back. The kind of thing that could pull them through.